Debbie and Josh.
Oh, great day. Great
fun. Always day. Fun. You know, we're blessed with the best, you and I.
That's right. Wait, are you saying that we're the best?
Saying that you're the best and I get to work with you.
Oh, okay.
And then obviously I'm putting myself in the same category and you are one very lucky man.
I love it.
Blessed with the best.
Yeah. Circle of brilliance.
That's it.
That's what it is there.
And we just have fun. Lots of laughs.
We did have lots of laughs, didn't we? We learnt a bit too. The King of Saudi Arabia, what he brings on a trip.
It's a bit much. It really is. Mm. It's just... If you've ever thought you knew an overpacker, you don't.
Do you know what? I'll say a name. You tell me whether you think you're an overpacker. Someone that works with us. Chandra Llewellyn from the newsroom.
100%. Hands down, she's an overpacker.
Overpacker? Oh, I thought the same thing too. I'm only talking about because we can see her.
Yeah.
And she can't hear us.
And look at her. Hands full of stuff.
Hands full. Always doing stuff.
Imagine a sleepover with her. You'd need a semi-trailer.
Hey, there's that. The ad game made a return.
A lot of callers doing the wrong thing when it comes to fuel.
And the ScoMo gift as well. Plenty to listen to. You can catch it all right now.
Earlier this year, you went on a trip up to Far North Queensland.
Yeah, I did, yep.
And you prided yourself. You've been telling people ever since that trip
about
how little you managed to pack.
It's come at once and I fit it in my backpack.
Exactly. What did you pack? You went for two weeks too.
Yeah. Just two pairs of shorts and like five T-shirts and just underwear.
Jeez, that's unbelievable.
That's all you needed. It's North Queensland. It's hot.
It's hot. But for some people, they can't do that.
I did have a jumper as well, sorry. Yeah,
on the plane. You wore it on the plane?
Yeah, that's right.
Classic. You got to get it on while you're on the plane. Because some people really don't know how to pack light.
No, some people, like, you'll go traveling with them and it's a weekend and there's like two suitcases.
Oh, my mum, she's terrible.
What do you need?
She came to visit me when I was working in Port Augusta.
Yeah.
There's not much going on there. And I remember we got there, she popped bubbles and she goes, "Do you want me to clean your jewellery?" So what do you mean? She's like, "I brought my jewellery cleaning kit." Why? Who needs that on
and
a trip?
And a ball gown, just in case.
Exactly. You know. In Port Augusta. But one person that my mum could definitely relate to is the King of Saudi Arabia,
yeah.
Salman bin. He is actually travelling to Indonesia this week.
Great spot. Indonesia.
To
lovely.
Help their economic relationship between both countries. So it's renewed significance. So he thought, I'm going to go there myself, not just send my team.
Nice one. Bit of a holiday too in Indonesia.
Exactly. Lovely.
Beautiful.
Can't wait till we get there. But he's not packing light, Josh. So King Salman, is visiting the country with 506 tons of cargo.
Jeez. 506 tons?
Yeah. That's a lot. That roughly translates
that's a heap.
to 240 elephants okay. or 300 cars. What? What do you mean?
You're literally bringing the country with you. Oh, he's taking his palace.
That's
it's packed
it.
Away.
Well, it's been 46 years since he has visited the country.
Yeah.
So I guess a lot has happened since then. But he's actually going all out.
Yeah.
So this is some of the high luxury items he's bringing. Two Mercedes-Benz limousines. Why?
What?
I don't know.
Surely they've got them.
Think so,
you know.
But he's also bringing, and I'm so baffled by this, to Indonesia. He's also bringing his own vertical methods of transportation in the form of two electric elevators.
What?
I know. Why do you need that?
Since when has there been a portable elevator? What are you bringing?
But also, which building do you think you're rocking up to where there isn't stairs to it and go, don't worry, guys.
I've got it.
I've got an elevator in my backpack.
You can get the forklift out to bring it to the building.
It's just so silly. He's bringing
brilliant.
So many people with him. Around 1,500 people will make the journey, including 10 ministers, 25 princes, and at least 100 security personnel.
Yeah.
But for me, the only thing I'm thinking about is imagine on his arrival being the little bellboy at the hotel.
Yeah.
A, the unpacking, but B, how good the tip will be.
You can bring it up to your room. I'll see you soon. Driving you home, 3 to 7 p.m. weekdays. Derby and Josh. Ooh. On K-Rock 955. I got some prizes that I want you to guess. Now it's time to put you both to the test. Search Marketplace, a can of mace. Goodness gracious, it's The Price is Right. Oh, Do you know what? Up there with my favourite time of the week, Herbie. It's just...
It's always fun.
It's great. And that opener is brilliant. Welcoming in Bill Ware from Promotions. Hello.
G'day, Josh. G'day, Herbie.
Hello.
Love this game. Me and Herbie go head-to-head. Try and work out the price of items around Geelong, the Surf Coast, in the Ballerine that you found at Marketplace.
That's right. Yeah. That's right.
He's been window shopping.
Absolutely. If only I could afford them.
Ooh.
What windows?
Absolutely. I live in a very breezy house.
Otherwise open living house.
Yeah, or otherwise known as a tent.
That's right. All right, enough about my life. Let's go. So number one, a pair of Starfire roller skates.
They're making a comeback.
They are. That's right. Down in Torquay, where you're about.
I did see a family roller skating on the weekend. No, did we do it when we had lunch the other day?
Yeah,
there's people roller skating.
It's a big thing at the moment. It's quite interesting.
All trends come back.
What size? Are they adults or kids, sorry?
Size 41, so I'd say
that's adults. Yeah, adults.
And so are they like the disco ones? Or
yeah,
they...
the disco, something out of Xanadu. You know, they're white. They got red wheels. They have a white stopper. Only worn once. Located somewhere centrally in G-Banger. Thanks, Herbs.
Okay.
All right, who do we start with? Let's start with Josh.
All right.
So Josh is coming in at $44. Herbie is coming at $38. The used one Starfire roller skates are up here for $100. Goes to Josh.
Yes, that's what you want and need.
You can't lose. Ding. I mean, Herbie, just go with your gut. I bet your gut was telling you higher, wasn't it?
No, I was going to say 40. So I still would have lost. Okay.
All right, fine. Well, on that note, let's go to another.
Don't worry about the positive chat to it. You know?
Last time I try and give you a pep talk.
Righty, next one.
All right.
Loving this.
A kayak.
Ooh.
It's an Aqua Scout located in Ocean Grove. Includes paddle seat, trolley, and a buoyancy vest.
Does it look expensive? Does it look like one of those cheap ones that people are like, oh, I want to get into kayaking, so I'm just going to purchase this?
Nah, it doesn't look like a real cheap one that you would go rent at the Barwon River. Mm. This looks kind of like a
proper
one.
It looks schmick. Okay.
Like sunburst colour palette. There's like yellow and red.
A kayak.
I've got no idea.
I've never been in the market for a kayak.
Well, now's the time leading into some warmer weather.
This stresses me because if he gets this...
Go with your gut.
I've got no idea. I've just put three random numbers on. You'll find out. Don't worry. Don't try and peek before the...
Well, I can't change mine anyway because it's already a cross.
We'll start with Herbie. Herbie's come in at $190.
I was thinking...
Josh.
I've gone way higher.
Yeah, no. Way higher at $432.
Oh, you're going to be on it. Don't give it to him.
The Kayak Aqua Yak Scout is up here for...
No, it's not.
$350 it goes to Josh again. It's like 10 weeks in a row.
No, because you don't play when you're not here all the time.
It's always like when I'm not here.
It's funny that he only wins when you're here.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I love this ringing of this now. I finally caught on. After how many weeks have I caught on to what's happened here? The boys that hang out on the weekend, am I right? We're still waiting for my invite.
We don't hang out on the weekend.
Oh, you do. Work, I hear stories.
Work friends aren't real friends.
Thank you. I agree. But I'll tell you what, that is a win for Josh again, that's for sure.
It's a win for you two.
Put it on the
You're
board.
A team now. It's for Bilbo and Josh.
Yes,
good.
I'm on the board.
It's the Sook and Josh driving home at K-Rock 95. Driving home, 3 to 7 p.m. weekdays. Kirby and
Josh. Ooh. On K-Rock 955. Share houses. A lot of fun.
Yeah, they can be, for sure. Sometimes they can be, not so good.
Exactly. It's hit and miss, but it's always a great experience
because
you learn how other people live.
Yeah, exactly. And you learn a bit about yourself too and how to adjust.
Very much
people.
So.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like I've become more of a patient person
because
I'm not the most patient person to begin with.
No, you're not.
So living lots of different other people, I've realised I've had to just relax a tiny bit.
Patient at home, take it out on the people you work with.
Exactly. And so this morning in my share house, so I live with a couple and another person.
Yeah.
Something happened where I just thought, that was a bit much.
Yeah.
So the single Annabelle, she and I share a bathroom together. Yeah. She's only been in the house, I'm going to say, under a month. Not long, you know. And we're still learning how each other work.
Yeah. And she's quite confident like you.
Exactly. Yeah. Lovely girl. Lovely. Mm. Anyway, I'm having a shower because I've just been doing a workout, and this is probably 20 to 8, so it's normally Annabelle's already left for work, and so I just had assumed. So anywho, I'm just having my fun time in the shower. I had to wash my hair, so it was a longer one, so you know, I'm singing along. I love putting on a performance in there.
Yeah. Good. And it's great acoustics.
It is, isn't it?
It is.
Gosh, I sound like Beyonce in there. And so anyway, I'm just singing along, having the best time. The next thing you know, door comes open.
Oof.
And I'm in the most vulnerable state a person can be in the shower. And now trying to cover all my little parts and pieces.
There's no wall to hide behind.
Exactly.
it's clear screen.
She just said, oh, sorry, I just had to grab something.
Yeah.
And left.
Right.
And I thought, oh. That's different because
surely knock, don't
exactly.
you? You know, you surely, you know, just to, hey, can I come in, ask you, and then you can turn around
and go,
you
know? Sure. Or yell at, yeah, once again, not one of those. Mm. Maybe it shows the difference in households you grow up with because I didn't have sisters. And so I think maybe our sisters a bit more free to just walk in.
I
don't really know. But because I've had brothers, we never had the walk-in as such, but I can recall one time where maybe I should have done the knock and said, hey, is anyone in there? Because our upstairs toilet is separate to the bathroom.
Okay.
But it's a sliding door, so it's not an opener. It's just a...
Gotcha.
Doesn't have a lock either. And so normally when you're sitting there on the toilet, you have to be real quick if it starts to open and you just slam it shut.
Yeah, yep.
But this time I was walking up, I thought no one was in there.
Yeah.
And... As soon as I opened the door, my youngest brother Liam was in there and he tried to do the slide.
Yeah.
But for some reason, I'll never forget this, he would have been around 4.
Yeah.
He's a little standing on the toilet seat. And because of that position, he couldn't slide. And I was like, what are you doing, mate? He's like, I'm taking a poop. The toilet trained by the same people.
That's so brilliant.
It's ridiculous.
Oh, it's fantastic.
Driving home, 3 to 7 p.m. weekdays. Herbie and Josh. Ooh. On K-Rock 955.
Here's Herbie and Josh driving home on K-Rock 955. Sitting on about 16 degrees at the moment in Geelong. Tomorrow expecting 17 and easing showers.
You say easing showers, Josh, but where are the showers?
Well, there's still, looks like there's a bit of rain on the camera now at the top of the roof, so there could be a little bit happening around Geelong and the South Coast. It could be
a long time coming.
It has been. Well, we were expecting it last night. Big downfall.
That's it.
You said that the weather was humid, though.
It definitely was. It definitely was. Yesterday, it was hot. You got outside and you were like, oh, that's hot, but it's still...
It's warm, yeah.
It's humid, it's sticky.
It definitely wasn't that.
You started to sweat. I was like, Josh, mate.
I guess there's always a level of humidity in the air, but I think the way that you were describing it, like you thought it was North Queensland.
Well, I really thought it would be if the rain did come and we still had the 20-degree temperatures.
Yeah, right. Okay, I gotcha. Anyway, so I just thought you might get a bit confused about what is certain terms... So I thought we'd put you to the test. So some of these are legitimate terms. Others are...
You've made them up.
No, real ones. But I just want to see if you sort of know what they are. So like...
Okay.
I'm
not going to know.
First one, Herbie.
Yeah.
Is toad strangler. What would that refer to? What's going on with the weather if it's a toad strangler?
Toad strangler.
Yeah.
Scorching hot and killing all the toads up in Queensland.
No.
That was good, though.
Yeah, the idea about killing toads, but it's a heavy downpour, extremely heavy downpour.
It's flooding them out. It's
flooding
the opposite.
Yeah,
bloody hell.
Strangling them.
Gosh.
One would be burning, one would be, you know, anyway. Bombogenous.
Put it in a sentence, please.
I can't.
It was
I can't do that, otherwise give it away, what it might be.
Bombogenous kind of day. Lots of thunder. Tons of thunder. Thunderstorm.
Well, in a way. I'm not going to give you a point.
Yes, you are. No. Yes, you are.
It's where a storm intensifies very quickly.
Thunder. It is.
I'll give you half a point.
I'll put one on my page. Done.
crepuscular rays.
You can't even say it and you want me to guess it.
That's right.
Crepuscular
rays.
What rays.
Would, yeah, rays.
Rays. Okay. Sun. Okay. It's how hot it gets in the desert. in the hottest part of Australia. Yeah.
No. Should we just focus on the rays part? So it's basically dawn or dusk. You know when you can see the sunlight peering through, like as beams of light coming through the clouds?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what it is.
If anyone describes it using that word...
You'd be just, like, well, they're switched on. That's a switched on unit.
I'd say they care too much about the weather.
Droth. What is a droth?
I've heard it.
You heard it?
Droth.
Even better.
A droth. Can I get that one in a sentence?
No, you can't because, once again, the point if I was to give you the droth.
Spelling bees are easier than this.
Mm.
A droth. Oh, no. It's a droth of a week. So it must be not good. It's cold and the snow has clogged up driveways.
Oh, my God.
Have I?
No, as if you thought that was going to be right. It's the perfect weather to hang out clothes.
A droth?
Yeah.
It doesn't droth sound weather. Like drying weather.
Okay, sorry. It sounds like a snowstorm about.
Coming home, 3 to 7 p.m. weekdays. Toby and Josh. On K-Rock 955.
We complain about fuel prices here in Australia.
Well, I'll tell you what, if you've been to Melbourne, I remember driving through there ages ago. It was like $1.70.
It's crazy. I got a Snapchat off a friend the other day, $1.98 filling up. And they're not even driving. $1.98? Not even. Where are they driving to? They can't.
Oh, wow. We're getting close to that $2 mark, aren't we? Jeez, no one's going to be able to afford it.
And this is the thing.
Where's the electric cars?
Bring them on.
Come on, ScoMo.
And the UK is probably thinking, where's the electric cars at the moment? Because it's not the cost that's worrying them over there. They're actually running out of fuel. All across the UK.
Right. Why is that?
Shortage of truck drivers.
Really?
And so they're not getting the fuel there.
So, oh, wow.
And they've figured out that there's not as many truck drivers because the tax went down. And right. It wasn't worth to be one.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. Okay.
And then also a lot of drivers before Brexit were from out of the UK.
Out of the UK. So now it's harder to get in.
Yeah.
So it's... Yep. It all just flows into one, doesn't it?
This is the thing. Like, you wouldn't want to be over there and have no fuel.
Imagine
it's
trying to find
time.
It. You know, trying to find lower prices is hard enough. Imagine trying to find. Have you got any?
Yeah. Well, the lines are massive. It's crazy.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Or if you just have a little Google, you'll see the lines are bonkers. People are going crazy over there to try and find some fuel, which means when they finally get to the pump, there's been a lot of people panicking.
Oh, imagine by the time you get there and it's empty. Oh, you'd be filthy.
You'd be so annoyed.
You'd be so dirty, wouldn't you?
But would you be more annoyed if there was no fuel or if you, because you were panicked, put in the wrong fuel?
Who puts in the wrong fuel?
Well, this is the thing. A lot of people do it, but over in the UK...
What you mean? Like,
the wrong fuel. Like, you've got an unleaded and you're putting in...
You've chosen the expensive one.
The diesel. Yeah. Like, diesel into it. You're just panicking.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. I don't think you can make that mistake, though.
This is the thing. You can. So, Automobile Association, they call it AA over there. Yeah. It's their version of RACV. Mm. And normally on a day across the country, they could tend up to 20 people who've done the wrong thing and put wrong fuel in. At the moment.
Have these people driven before? Have they filled their car up before?
Probably not.
Do you know what I mean?
But if you think that's bad, at the moment, 250 people a day because of the panic.
What?
Idiots.
How do you panic when you get there? You just think it's always the same.
Well, this is, you different seem pumps, quite maybe? Shocked.
I am a bit shocked.
My cousin's done this. That's how he got his nickname Diesel. Because he put in, on the way back from visiting me when I lived in Wagga, put in diesel into the unleaded, stuffed the car.
Because he thought it was cheaper than the... Is that why? Or?
I still to this day... that's why I got the nickname, because we go, how'd you do it, mate? How did you do it? Because it's surely... There's a massive little lever that says, it's diesel! How are you doing that?
5-2-2-3-2-9-5-5. Did you fuel up with the wrong thing, and then did it cost you a bit of money? Because surely that's expensive to fix.
How much would it cost? Like, you know, you're putting in, let's say, $70 of fuel, and that turns into how much?
Yeah, because what does it? What damage does it do to your car?
Oh, no.
Surely, like, it would... Well, you haven't done it, obviously.
You haven't done it.
5-2-2-3-2-9-5-5.
We want to know, though, on 5-2-2-3-2-9-5-5, what did the fuel cost you? Because over in the UK at the moment, they've got a fuel shortage, which means people are panicking when they get to the pump, and they're putting the diesel in the unleaded and vice versa. They're getting up to 250 calls a day of people doing the wrong thing.
Because obviously then they're driving off, so that means it's going through the engine, doesn't it?
It's not good.
Which can't be cheap.
I just... It baffles me. It does. But we've had Adam message us on our Facebook page. He said 60 litres of fuel in a jet ski hole. Not the fuel tank.
Oh, so he's just put it in the actual jet ski, in the casing.
That is
brilliant.
That is a waste. That is a waste.
52232955. Laura, what happened? Was it
good
you?
No, it wasn't me. It was my grey nomading parents.
Right. What did they do?
They have a big Land Cruiser with the massive caravan on the back, and they're in a small town, and thankfully they had parked the caravan, so they were just out in the car.
Yeah.
Pulled up, put a full tank of fuel. Dad went to pay and went, oh, he put petrol in a diesel tank.
Oh, so at least he didn't drive off, though. That's the main thing.
Thankfully, they didn't drive off, and thankfully the caravan wasn't attached, so they were able to push it out of the way. There was one mechanic in town. They had to get it towed to their drained cost to get rid of the fuel. Yes, it was a very expensive mistake, and I still haven't let them forget it.
How much did that cost them?
I think it was over $1,000 all up.
Jeez, you wouldn't want that. Have you ever let them drive your car since that incident?
My mum, yes. My dad, no.
Fair call. Brilliant. Absolutely love that. Scott, in Inverleigh, it was your friend who got it wrong.
Yes, well, I've got two friends. I've got to get new friends, I think. One, he filled up his motorcycle with diesel on a road trip, and he took off, and he only got about 50 metres before it started to cough and splutter. So he had to go back and drain it and put fuel in. So, that cost him about $80.
Okay.
Off the fuel, so it was quite expensive.
Yeah, not too bad.
And the other one was like the previous caller, where some friends travelling around Australia, and he put AdBlue in his fuel tank, which is not meant to go in your fuel tank, and it filled it up, and he realised that he put that in, and it cost him about $2,500 to get it drained.
Oh, God.
Injectors replaced and filled back up, so that was a very expensive fill-up.
It's so costly, but I just don't understand. What happens to people when they leave their home state? Like, the fuel pumps are the same. Just fill up normally.
They leave their brains behind.
It's Herbie and Josh.
Driving you home, 3 to 7 p.m. weekdays. Herbie and Josh. Ooh. On K-Rock 955.
Not Happy Jam. The Ad Game. 1-3-0-0-6-5-5-0-6.
With Herbie and Josh.
You look so hot today. Like a sunrise.
You're annoying. Delved into the archives, Josh. I've got some ads, and all you have to do is work out the company or brand behind it.
Love it. It's been going well for me recently. I had a slow start to this game.
I know, and the worst bit is you had a slow start to the classics, to the ones that every single person knows. But then the obscure ones, you're like, of course. That must be that.
Yeah, okay.
So we'll see how you go today.
Let's see. So are these obscure?
No.
Okay, so I'm going to do badly.
No, they're not. I mean, let's say they're not the easiest to get, but they're not hard either. They're in the middle.
Well described. Okay. Let's kick it off with the first ad, shall we?
Yeah.
Ain't got no trouble in my life. I drink.
Drink.
There's your clue.
Is it some sort of milk? Okay.
Sort of.
A little bit more. You're cooled.
You've got it. Well done.
Balance in my insides. Do you like your cool?
Never had it. I think they were all so small. Although you didn't get many, and I grew up in a big family, so it would have cost mum and dad a bit money to get them.
Yeah, they're awesome. They taste. We'll go try some tomorrow.
I never was tempted by them either.
It explains a lot about your health, I reckon.
You've got good gut strength.
All right, next one.
It is important to practice your yoga daily for the mind and the body.
Is it yogurt?
It is. A bit more for everyone.
Your body is a temple, and you don't want anything to come in and wreck the place. Use this mantra by the mouthful.
Oh, The only thing I can, it's not Batumi Yum because they were the little ones.
This is they were delightful though.
They were awesome.
Oh, needed more of them.
I know. Weren't they?
Why so small?
Oh, it's a joke. Child size, they said. A little bit more.
Yum.
Oh, it's Yoplait.
What is it?
Nestle yogurt.
Nestle yogurt.
Nestle yogurt. Yum. He was the Nestle yogi. The yogi yogurt.
Well, to be fair, pretty good to get the yogurt off the first one.
I'll give you that. You did okay. You did okay,
enough
but did you get it?
Negativity from you. I get what you mean. It's hard, but maybe not so.
See? Great description.
There's a word in Aussie lingo for a really tasty thingo.
What do you think?
When you're driving in the Arvo, in your Falcon or Monaro.
It obviously ends with that. Right. What is it?
It's every Aussie's motto at the local fish and chippo.
That's a big clue.
Chippo. Fish and chippo. It's a Chico roll.
Josh.
When you've given work the flicko, you roll home with a Chico.
How good is that?
I tell you what, they worked hard to get to Chico, didn't they?
Where, did you like a Chico? Do you like a
no,
Chico?
No, they're rancid.
No way,
they're
shut
horrid.
Up.
I tried one for the first time when I was in North Queensland, actually. That's like, we used to get them all the time.
They're Chico delightful. Oh. You are so un-Australian.
It's like I've nuked my mouth.
No, shut up. And you didn't get that game right.
Okay, it's because Josh of
that. Driving you home, 3 to 7 p.m. weekdays. Herbie and Josh. Ooh. On K-Rock 955.
Herbie, one family, they're trying to get in the World Book of Records.
Oh,
the Guinness
I
Book
love
of Records.
That book. Isn't it such a good book?
Isn't it?
I love every it page is exciting.
When you go into someone's house and they've got the collection.
Yes.
And they're all you see all the different colours and how they've tried to.
It made sleepovers fun back in the day reading them.
Some of the records.
Go, we could do this.
Still the same as the year before. But, you know, hey, still a great book. So they want to get in for being the world's biggest albino family. So out of all the family members, 15 of them have albinism.
That's a lot.
15, yeah.
So
it's incredible.
I don't know much about how do you say it? Albinism.
Albinism.
Albinism. But I'm guessing it's obviously genetic then.
That's right, yeah. It's genetic. So it's genetic passed on. So 1 in 20,000 chance of getting it. But if both your parents have the gene, it's a 1 in 4 chance of having it. Yeah, that's right. 25% chance right there.
That is, the odds change there.
They do, don't they?
Yeah.
Drastically as well. I didn't know this. 4 types of it.
Really?
So type 1, type 2, type 3, type 4.
How does it differ?
Just based on like, so one of them's obviously the skin, then the other's to do with the eyes. Because the eyes, sometimes you'll see they're like blue or greyish.
Because it's not just humans. Because doesn't it affect pets?
Tell you what, you're doing the facts here, aren't you?
If you know, you know.
Well,
you're right, animals.
That's all I know.
So, and you know that Migaloo, the big whale that they follow,
yes.
And there's another one as well. But you know the book Moby Dick? You know,
yeah.
About the white whale?
Yeah.
Based on a real whale. Based on a real whale.
Oh,
how do you
gosh,
like
we're
that?
Learning right now.
for sure. Mocha Dick was the actual thing, the actual real whale that it was based off of. And obviously the story is a bit fictional, but yeah, it's incredible.
It's a little bit.
Not just animals, though. Plants as well.
Plants?
Yeah.
Everything.
Would that be a lot more money?
Well, what kind of plants? Like, could I get a rose? Albinism?
Well, you could just say albino.
Albino
rose.
Rose?
Yeah.
Could I get an? What?
I don't know.
I mean,
that's
that just a white rose. Like, I'm so confused. What plant?
Well, no,
is
because
it?
Then the stem would be white as well. So the whole thing. Yeah.
That would be. Yeah, they'd be rare.
It's incredible to think, isn't it?
It's incredible to think that something affects all of us, not just humans, animals, plants, the whole shebang, you know?
That's right. Genetics. That's it's just...
Far out.
Should have been a biology student.
They deserve... No, put them in the record books right now, actually. They deserve
15
it.
15 people. It's incredible.
Driving you home, 3 to 7 p.m. weekdays. Herbie and Josh. Ooh. On K-Rock 955.
Gifts, they can be a difficult thing at time to think of for someone else.
I refuse to get them. I'll contribute money to it, but I'm not thinking of the gift. There's too much pressure.
You tap out of birthday so early.
I tap out of my own. I don't want to open your gift because then there's pressure on me to like it.
It's true. It's true. There's nothing worse than receiving a bad gift and having to go, oh, I love it. Thank you.
Anyway.
But for one guy, Scott Morrison, our big PM, he's found himself in a bit of hot water, you could say, because people aren't happy with the gift that he's given Biden.
Oh, President Biden. Yeah.
Because, you know, recently they had their conference and Biden said this.
I want to thank that fellow down under. Thank you very much, pal. Appreciate it, Mr. Prime Minister.
You can already tell they're great mates.
Yeah, close.
And so, yes, ScoMo really knows who he is and what gift to get him. So when he went over to talk about country stuff, he decided to give him a gift. It's something that happens.
Yeah.
What do you think he gave him?
Well, it'd be something very Australian, very unique, potentially like a boomerang or didgeridoo.
No. His big gift to him, which is valued at over $500, was a framed picture, and you're right about something very Australian, of the Sydney Opera House, and it's lit up with the Australian flag.
Oof.
But I mean...
Wouldn't want that in my house. Why would it be in the White House?
Everyone's saying that they're getting back at him for not remembering his name.
Yeah. Do you reckon they took two presents? Yeah. If he knows who I am, we'll give
you get the good one. But I feel like he's got a better gift than what we gave Trump.
What did we
back
give
in
him?
2019, we gave Trump a framed picture. Oh, he's got a real theme going on. But of Trump and Melania.
Of himself. So he gave us a portrait.
Picture. Why would you want me to give you a picture of you?
Well, he obviously didn't know where we were as a country. You know,
exactly.
That was a bad gift.
But it's not the worst gifts that have been given over time between countries.
Surely there's people specialised in this.
That's the thing. Like, you should be able to think about what you're going to give someone.
100%.
So the US once gave Russia a reset button to symbolise the improved ties. But the gift...
Let's just forget everything in the past. You can press this whenever you want.
It gets better because the gift drew smiles as the word reset actually mistranslated in Russia. It's just translation is overcharge.
Oh, so you can...
Like, what is that thing about? But there is one guy who's getting more gifts than anyone else in his time, and that was Prince Philip. Countries loved him.
Well, I guess he used to do most of the travel, didn't he? Go and meet people.
That's
Everyone else was like, no, I'll stay at home.
He's been given a giant grasshopper wine cooler. Not sure what that's about. But also, he was gifted by Tana, which is a part of Vanuatu who actually idolise him.
Yeah.
Just one of those penis sheaths that they wear in their tribes.
Oh, yeah.
But the best that comes out of this is his poor mum, the gift she got from Obama.
Oh, right. The Queen.
2007, the Queen received an iPod.
His wife, by the way, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry. Yeah.
My bad.
I was like, this is a bit confusing. Yeah.
My bad. His wife received an iPod from Obama.
Right.
Only had one musical group on it.
Yeah. Was it U2?
Queen.
Oh, no, that's shocking.
Hey, lift your
game. Travelling at home, 3 to 7 p.m. weekdays. Toby and Josh. Ooh. On K-Rock 955.
Yeah, nah.
Or?
Nah, yeah.
All right, Herbie, this is where we like to get your thoughts on the daily topic, see how you're feeling about things. In
I
the
love
news,
this.
Around the office, etc. Yeah, nah for no, nah, yeah for yes.
Bring it on.
Going to the races.
Yeah, nah.
Nah, yeah. I love it. I love a country meet. I love a country meet.
Yeah,
a lot
for
more
sure.
fun. A bit more relaxed and...
Well, it's not as dressed up, is
that's
it?
That's it.
You know, if you go to the Spring Carnival in Melbourne, geez, that's an expensive exercise, isn't it?
It is. But it's also nice to get dressed up at times.
Yeah, it is, for sure.
You know, I really like... The country races. Yeah, bring it on, please.
No people attending the Geelong Cup this year.
Well,
October
that's 20th. Not bringing it on, is it?
No, it's not. It's not. But you can still watch it.
It's excited. I drive past the race course every day. I thought, come on,
it's good.
Giddy up.
It's great as well because, you know, one of the horses there is probably going into the Melbourne Cup as well, which is exciting. But we won't be watching it at the racetrack this year, unfortunately.
It makes me more excited for next year, though.
Yeah, for sure.
It's going to be bigger and better, guaranteed.
Absolutely. Nicolas Cage.
Yeah, nah. Or? Nah, yeah.
Nah, yeah. He was in that Treasure... What was that Treasure movie?
Oh, yeah, where they're hunting for...
They're looking for treasure. That's the only one that comes to mind of
him. That's good. Face Off?
No, I haven't seen it.
Wasn't he in that one? He was in City of Angels too with Meg Ryan. She used to be a big star that just sort of...
Meg Ryan?
Yeah.
Yeah, she was.
Anyway, so he got mistaken as a homeless man over in Vegas because he had a few too many to drink, but he wasn't wearing any shoes. He was wearing leopard print pants and just a black T-shirt. And
where's
just,
his shoes?
I don't know. He had thongs somewhere around the lounge, but he'd just taken them off. Just, I guess when you're a movie star, you just think everything's yours, don't you?
Rules don't matter, you know?
He's an interesting cat, though. I'd love to catch up with
him. Are you a fan of him?
I've nothing against him. He's good in that that movie Kick-Ass, I think, where there's like a superheroes and stuff.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's pretty good. Yeah, I don't mind him.
I mean, dinner sounds like it'd be quite large.
It would. It'd be a great night. UFO survivors.
Just shut up now. Like, you haven't survived anything because they're not real. Actually, come up with a story that people want to listen to because they're not real and you didn't survive a UFO attack. Oh, how does that even come to your mind? And why do you think people care when you go and tell them? They don't.
Well, the story's out about, you know, the first ever people that were abducted that we sort of know of. And people believe this story of Barney and Betty Hill because they went missing for ages and didn't know where they'd gone. So they had to do hypnosis on them to find out what had gone on.
So they're a couple that could just lie about where they've been and then, hang on, I don't remember.
Taken away separately to do...
No, they weren't.
Yeah.
No, Josh, oh, my gosh.
Did you see the one that was in Sydney the other day, the UFO?
No, it was a Chinese...
Chinese rocket, but it could have been.
Mate,
you just be a bit more excited about things, you know?
Coming home, 3 to 7 p.m. weekdays. Kirby and Josh. Ooh. On K-Rock 955.